As Democrats look forward to the congressional elections this fall, they see Florida's 9th district as one place where they might be able to make some inroads. The seat has been held for less than 2 years by Republican Gus Bilirakis of Tarpon Springs. But 2 weeks from tonight, Democratic voters in the multi-county district will choose their own candidate to face the incumbent. Today in downtown Tampa, the three candidates faced off in a respectful discussion of the issues. Former Plant City Mayor John Dix told the audience about how he was recruited to run for the seat by the Democratic Congressional Candidate Campaign Committee, and said that among the facts and figures provided to him at that time, one particular tidbit of information from a congressional ranking service stood out.
There's 435 members of the House of Representatives, and our congressman, Gus Bilirakis, out of 435, he was ranked 438. And, of course, you know, you look at that and say, well, how's that possible? And, of course, what it meant was he was considered to be less effective than the representatives who don't get to vote, the guys from Puerto Rico and Guam and the Virgin Islands. And, frankly, when I looked at that and I recognized that the decisions and the issues that are coming before Congress over the next few years are absolutely critical to the future of ourselves and our children and our grandchildren, I said we deserve better.
That was certainly the sentiment among those gathered at the forum, hosted by the Democratic Professionals Council of Tampa, a group of local Democrats celebrating their one-year anniversary as a group. There were a few questions about policy differences and more on how any of the candidates individually could beat Bilirakis in the fall. Anita De Palma is the former state director of LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens. She said one way that she would distinguish herself from Gus Bilirakis would simply to be there for her constituents.
And I will be there. And I will answer emails the way that he doesn't. He doesn't answer any email. I don't understand it. He has a staff. At least the staff could have the courtesy of answering the emails and the phone calls that are made, hundreds of them. And that's something that a complaint I received from a lot of constituents and members of District 9. So that is my point. I want to be accessible. I want to be accountable to you.
Bill Mitchell is the third Democrat in the race. He's an attorney and former military veteran and speaks frequently of veterans' issues.
This area has the highest concentration of veterans in the state. We have 50,000 to 60,000 active duty soldiers at MacDill Air Force Base. And this is a group that is in flux right now. This is a group, Ann and I go out to the base. We talk to our generals. One of our generals, two-star, says, you know, the troops are going to be voting for Barack Obama this year. First time in living history that the troops in the field are going to be voting against the commander-in-chief. But that shows how volatile the veterans are in this area.
Recently, Tampa area Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor introduced a bill that aims to expedite the disability claims process. In Tampa, where all the claims for disability benefits are heard in the western part of Florida, there is nearly a two-year wait. An audience member asked the candidates what they would do, if anything, to try to speed up the process. Bill Mitchell said the wait for disability claims for veterans is even longer.
In my literature, my campaign literature, which some of you have seen, you'll see a young lady there, Purple Heart winner, shot twice in Iraq, fell off a tower, has a limp. Basically, she waited 6 years to get her disability. Absolutely unacceptable.
Instead of answering the question directly, Anita De Palma countered by talking about the solvency of Social Security and said the problem was that not enough people pay into the entitlement program.
Start by getting more people to put into Social Security, including the members of Congress. What we need is to go out there and make people take part in the system that we have. Then we can increase the funding that we have, and we don't have to look at a 2042 elimination of Social Security. As you know, that seems to be the forecast. We don't need that. We have to defend what we have. We do not have to extend the working age. We don't have to lift it to any other point. Please keep it where it is. But let's find the way to get more money into the system, which we can do.
When asked how he would persuade Gus Bilirakis to debate him in the fall, John Dix said he thought that would happen because he says the freshman congressman is vulnerable.
Gus is a little worried. He showed up for the first time the other night to a candidate forum at Idlewild Baptist Church. And did you see that he took a flight to Alaska to check out Anwar? Did everyone see that? Taxpayer expense, went on an Air Force jet to Anwar. He didn't do that for fun. That's not a real fun place to get to. That takes a long time to get there. You do that because you're thinking about changing your position on drilling. And you want to kind of begin to do a little bit of investigation. So he's starting to feel a little pressure.